It's time for the Valdez Fishing Report. Interviews, derby standings, tips, and advice for Prince William Sound.
We're here with Joe Prox, and we know you sell a lot of rigs for bottom fishing. Could you give us some basic tips on how to set up a rig for bottom fishing just out on a normal boat?
Well, it depends where you're going to go and the depth that you're going to be at, but you probably want to be set up with a pretty good, pretty sturdy bottom fishing reel and rod, and be able to go down to at least 300 feet. Many places you go more than that, but where you're going to get your pleasure boat anchored up is probably not going to be a whole lot more than that. And you try and look for some knolls underwater where you can get your bait on the top of and let it sit there. The amount of weight matters by the current. If there isn't much current, you can maybe use a 16-ounce weight or maybe even less than that if you're in one of the bays. But when the tide's coming in and out, which is generally the better time to fish, you might need a 16 or 24 or even a 32-ounce weight to keep your weight there, depending on what the current is doing.
What's the most popular type of bait to use while you're halibut fishing?
Frequently, the most popular is still probably a big chunk of halibut on a 16-aught or 20-aught hook, but they use octopus and squid and things like that too.
All right, well, thanks for talking to us and helping to fill us in on some halibut fishing tips.
Call Fish Central and get out on the water to catch fish and fill your freezer this summer. Fish Central can hook you up with charter reservations or a rental boat and give you the advice you need to navigate the local waters. Once you've caught your limit, Fish Central can process your fish too. Book with Fish Central and get 10% off your processing. Visit fishcentral.net or call 907-835-5002 to book your fishing adventure today.
KVAK's Valdez Fishing Report. Fish Valdez and reel in a big one.